The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to the Fantasy Throwdown Podcast, bringing you the latest updates from the world of sports, gambling, and pop culture. Because you can't have a show without hot takes or a Tiger King meme these days. Know what I'm saying? Now, with over 200 episodes and ready to get after it again, here's your host, Dwayne Callender.
Hello, welcome to the show, everyone. We have Sunday Night Football on tap. Interesting slate of games earlier today. Honestly, the Browns just getting walled by the Pats was a surprise, but just frustrating in general because we got too many teams don't understand their actual win conditions in the NFL. Browns completely panicked. This team is not built around Baker Mayfield. And yet, they continue to ignore the running game, which always produces for them, but they don't give it opportunities. It's mind-numbingly frustrating how idiotic these teams operate. But, you know, it is what it is. In terms of the plays, Atlanta quit literally in the middle of the game. So the Dallas game ended up being kind of a wash because the Cowboys put up points, but Atlanta never actually bothered to compete, so it kind of negated a lot of what we were trying to do. And the Tampa Bay just had fits against Washington, and McLaurin didn't even get that involved for Washington. It was kind of strange. Washington put up points without McLaurin, which was the least likely scenario I had involved for that game, but in terms of the afternoon slate, not much happened between Green Bay and Seattle. Green Bay is going to salt this one away, despite Aaron Jones getting hurt. And the biggest disappointment, and I'll flat out say it, the biggest disappointment in the NFL this year, besides the Chiefs, are these, I was going to say San Diego, but Los Angeles Chargers. The Chargers are losing to the Vikings in a game they have absolutely zero business losing because they are demonstrably better in pretty much every conceivable way. The only other team I probably would have taken in picks pool with remaining picks besides Dallas this week probably would have been the Chargers because the Vikings realistically should not be losing. I mean, should not be beating this Chargers team. The Chargers, if they lose this game, drop to 5-4. And Anthony Lynn, I'm sorry, got fired on the presumption of pure and utter because he won 4 in a row, but was told, even though Justin Herbert was a rookie who's overperforming, that he was underperforming in the other areas of the team. So even though Justin Herbert was still making mistakes, with a new coach, Justin Herbert was going to go to this next level with the offense, even though the offense was banged up all year. You only had Eckler playing for about like 10 games. Keenan Allen was banged up throughout the season. He only played in about 70% of the games. Mike Williams, same deal. But yet this year, where we're in week 10, the Chargers are about to go to drop to only one game above 500. With everyone healthy, by the way. Justin Herbert's second year. More experience. this team should be first in the division. And yeah, you can say, oh, well, everyone else in the AFC West has 5 wins, so it's not their fault. No, that's the Chargers should be at least a 7-win team. At least a 7-win team with some of the losses they've had. They have some really piss-poor losses. And all the excuses that got leveled at Anthony Lynn, I am not hearing one iota with even less excuses this year for why they're losing these games. The Chargers are the biggest disappointment this side of the Chiefs. Because we got the Chiefs on Sunday night. Chiefs should win this game handedly against the Raiders. But I have no confidence in this Chiefs team the way they are performing right now, because they damn well should have lost to the Giants. If the Giants actually didn't shoot themselves in the foot, the Chiefs should have lost that game too. The Chiefs are not playing well. Point blank, the Chiefs are lost. They cannot seem to figure out their way back. So, you know, trying to do this showdown slate, I'm trying to run the numbers, because the numbers are projecting something that it's projecting what they think happens on paper, but it's not matching the reality of the situation. The Chiefs beat a Jordan Love Packers team that was ill-prepared to play that game last week. They won 13-7, should have won by 3 touchdowns easily against the Packers last week. Should have lost against the Giants, only won 20-17. Got thumped by the Titans, 27-3. That's their last 3 weeks. And the performance against the Titans is closer to what the Chiefs look like than anything else, because they have not executed, and they've basically had 2 wins gifted to them by teams just not executing. So, with that being said, and yeah, it looks like the Chargers game is going to go final with a loss. I want to hear people actually put heat on the Chargers, because that's a crock of you know what. That the Chargers are 5-4 this year. They have the least amount of excuse. At least I can excuse KC for Kelsey getting hurt and the Chiefs not actually figuring out that offensive line the way we thought that it would have worked out. But, like, this is bad. But realistically, if we're looking at optimals and running crunching numbers from the computers, what they're saying basically is Darrell Williams makes the most sense as a captain on DraftKings tonight. Chiefs run game, you use Tyreek Hill, and then you have Patrick Mahomes and Derek Carr, and then you kind of mix and match players from there. But a lot of Darrell Williams and a lot of Tyreek Hill. Okay. Here's the problem with this, and this is the way I look at it. We know the Raiders suck against the run. The Chiefs, even with, and I'm going through the game logs. If we look through the game logs with, because it's obviously it's going to be a small sample size, because Darrell Williams did not really. I mean, he was the backup and then got the carries. The issue with Darrell Williams, here's the last five weeks. Because, Clyde Edwards-Helaire was out for the Bills game, I believe. The last couple of weeks, against Green Bay, 19 carries, 70 yards. Giants, 13 carries, 49 yards. Tennessee, 5 carries, 20 yards. Washington, 21 carries, 62 yards. Buffalo, 5 carries, 27 yards. And then even before then, Philly, 10 carries, 42 yards. It's not a knock on Darrell Williams, because Darrell Williams has been able to try to fill in and do some stuff. The problem is, Darrell Williams, for all intents and purposes, that projection's only coming in about 15 points. And on DraftKings, I mean, I don't see how that really moves the needle, to be honest. With a couple of catches, some runs. I just don't think 15 points in the captain is really the what's going to dictate this slate. To me, it's someone who has the potential of getting in the end zone and getting it done that way. And from my perspective, just looking at these games, you know, it's one of those situations where I kind of look at this and say that, you know, we probably have to go a little bit further off the reservation than normal, but I would look at this game as more of a textbook case of not having the horses, but finding ways of getting different. Because to me, Darrell Williams, nice enough player, but I can't see any way of Darrell Williams winning the captain unless he falls in the end zone twice, which could happen. But that's not how the Chiefs games have been running. Like, they have not had those really short yardage. And when they've gotten the short yardage, it hasn't been Darrell Williams getting the carries. It's been Derek Gore. And Derek Gore is 1K on DraftKings. Like, this is why I'm saying the projections are just not doing it for me tonight, because Derek Gore is only being projected for about 3 or 4 points. Derek Gore, he's either getting a touchdown or he's busting. To me, that projection really should be double. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to say the Chiefs do get a rushing touchdown. It's going to Derek Gore. And so by bumping him up, we put him at 8. We knock Darrell Williams down a tad, the price tag. And I already know what's going to happen. It's just going to lock in Derek Gore. But the way I'm looking at it is that, realistically, like, the Darrell Williams play, it's backing in that he's going to get these rushing props, and I just don't see it. I don't see him getting the goal line work to make that make sense. So if I bump up Derek Gore at 1K and I rerun the numbers, and sometimes you gotta like kind of look at it from the perspective of how you think a game script will go, because to me it just doesn't make sense trying to force something that just doesn't seem likely. When I do it this way, I get Derek Gore in the captain. Yes, he doesn't have, you got to hope for him falling in the end zone. Yes. But if I do it this way, I can get Mahomes and Carr. I got Darren Waller at the tight end spot. I'm not playing Kelsey tonight. Maybe I shouldn't say I'm not playing Kelsey at all. I'll maybe run one lineup with Kelsey in case he burns me. But I'm not going to go crazy over this, because I think Travis Kelce is very banged up and is extremely limited. So to me, it doesn't make sense trying to force in Travis Kelce when I believe he's truly hurt and just running routes, because the Chiefs offense has slowed down with the way Kelsey's been going. So if I play Derek Gore in the captain, I can get Tyreek Hill and Darren Waller, who are going to be the volume guys on the Chiefs and Raiders specifically. Now, can I get creative and play Tyreek or Waller in the captain? The answer to that question is yes. You can absolutely play Tyreek Hill and Waller in the captain. It limits you in terms of what else you can do, but there's ways of getting there. And I would say for anyone looking to do this, you need to get creative, and you have to look at guys like Zay Jones, and you have to look at a Jerick McKinnon, because you got to find other guys under 1K in this slate, because you know there's going to be volume going towards Waller and Tyreek. There just is. So if Waller is going to be in the mix, and I believe he will be, you got to be able to find a way of getting him in there along with Tyreek. I mean, yeah, could you fade one of Waller and Tyreek? Yes, but you can't fade both of them. I don't believe in fading both Waller and Tyreek Hill tonight. I just think that's, you're asking for trouble when you go down a pathway like that. It just, to me, there's no point to it. I just think you're putting yourself in a position to fail when you make roster decisions along those decision points, in my opinion. So the way I'm looking at this is I'm probably going to play Waller, Tyreek as my captains, have Derek Gore as a captain as well. Can I play Patrick Mahomes in the captain? Yes. I'm never going to say not play Patrick Mahomes. But what I am saying is you probably should be considering a Derek Gore for goal line work for the Chiefs as a scenario to get in the end zone. And if Gore gets in the end zone, your lineup's golden. If he busts, he busts. But Gore, again, is only costing you $1K. A $1K guy getting you a zero is not the end of the world, because it still gives you the opportunity to afford some of these other pieces in the captain that can get there. Now, a zero from your captain spot, yeah, that will hurt you. I won't argue with you there. If you get a zero from your captain, you're done. But what I am saying is, from a roster construction standpoint, if we're playing to try to win the GPP, you got to get a little more creative in terms of how you're setting up the builds. And I just look at it from the standpoint of having Derek Gore in there, hope he falls into the end zone, and you can play a number of guys. You can even fade Patrick Mahomes if you want. I wouldn't necessarily do it, but you can fade Patrick Mahomes and factor in the Raiders passing game and still keep Tyreek Hill and Derek Gore and do it that way. It's not the craziest thing in the world. I'm just going to leave it at that. It's not the craziest thing in the world to look at the Raiders passing game, knowing how bad the Chiefs operate in the secondary. So you can even go with a Derek Carr captain build. The problem with doing the Derek Carr captain build, Hunter Renfrow is priced up at 8,400. And if Hunter, like, to me, it's one of those where it's, you kind of look at it and say, you know, if I'm playing Derek Carr captain, who are the pass catchers? Like, is Zay Jones going to get enough volume to make it worthwhile? No, he's just not. So I need a Zay Jones. I got to factor in Hunter Renfrow. And it's like, where else am I getting a run back for the Chiefs? It's like, there's just not a whole lot there, in my opinion. So to me, I like bumping up the projections to get more exposure to the Chiefs. But the way I'm going to do it is I'm going to have Derek Gore in there. I'll have some Zay Jones as well. Jerick McKinnon also in the mix, because he's also under, he's also 1K or less. But just trying to, because a lot of people are just going to play Patrick Mahomes. They're going to play Tyreek in the captain, and that's going to be the end of it. I think you have to get a little bit more creative with your builds, and that's where I'm looking primarily to focus on this slate, because to me, just going vanilla Chiefs or Raiders build and not playing multiple 1K or less guys, I just think that's the wrong way to go tonight. I think you're going to get volume from these cheaper guys that will have production close enough to some of these guys in the 7 and 8K range, and that's the difference in the slate, because you're going to have to get the captain right. but you need to have the cheap guys right too. The only other way that it works is if it gets spread out completely, then you need Derek Gore in the captain, because if it gets spread out all around, you need everyone in your build. And the only way you're getting everyone in build is if you have a cheap captain to slam everyone in there. And that's why you can do Gore in the captain and fit in Waller and Hill, and then take your pick of some of the other main pieces for the Chiefs and the Raiders to get you across the finish line. Just saying, you know, you can disagree and like kind of go in different directions, but I think at the end of the day, some of these builds, it's only going to work if you're getting the right setup. And I think I still think if you're playing a quarterback and the captain, you should have two pass catchers. It just makes way more sense from a roster construction standpoint doing it in that fashion. So to me, Mahomes not having two pass catchers, it just doesn't work as well roster construction wise. And if, like I said, because I'm not really playing that much Kelce, and you can't really fit Kelce and Hill in together, it just makes it hard to play a quarterback in the captain spot tonight. And I'm not sold on the volume and production from the quarterback spot really being there with these teams struggling. I think they're going to run the ball a lot too. So to me, that's why it also makes sense. Yeah, having Jacobs and Darrell Williams makes sense, but I think the backup running backs are going to get flowed too. And if one of them falls into the end zone, so Kenyon Drake is also in play, because Kenyon Drake has also gotten red zone carries and goal line carries. It's not crazy to be playing Kenyon Drake over Josh Jacobs either. So just food for thought there, folks, because again, this is not an easy slate to tackle, but you know, you got to get a little bit creative with the slate. So that's all I got for tonight. Good luck with the showdown slates. And as I said, Chiefs got to find a way to get a win, because the Chargers already lost, and the Chiefs, they cannot keep giving away these chances. Chiefs have been a massive disappointment. Chargers have been right up there with them. If the Raiders somehow are in first in this division after 10 weeks, I'm going to slam my head into the wall, because it's like this roster was constructed so poorly at times by the now former head coach John Gruden and Mike Mayock. Them being first in the division, I literally want to slam my head into a wall. It's just so bad. So bad. Anyway, that's all I got, folks. Good luck tonight, and we'll see how this game pans out. But I can't be surprised anymore, because I've seen too much bad football today as it is. So that's all for now. Good luck, folks.
Thanks for listening to the Fantasy Throwdown Podcast. Be sure to like and subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and all other major outlets.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health, or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.